see what she put it. Oh, healing. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. Because I didn't have one, because I'm going to be kind of ministering down them. Had a guy call me one time pretty often, back when I evangelized and different things. And I'd read Romans 8:14, and it become alive to me that the things that I did, and I'd found out about Jesus, that he was always led. The Holy Spirit led Jesus. And I had come out with that bracelet back there, WWJD, you know. And what would Jesus do? And I always looked at it in a negative manner, you know, because I had so many things personally in my life that I wanted God to help me out of, and a lot of issues and different things, you know. So I couldn't see that good, so I didn't wear one. But one day the Holy Spirit asked me, he told me, don't look at what would Jesus do in a negative manner. He said, you do what he would do. Get off of all your faults and all of that and begin to go and do. But anyways, he would call me. I thought, I'm not going to do nothing unless I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I'm gonna get God's word, and I'm going to renew my mind to the word of God. This has been nearly 30 years ago or longer, whatever. I'm going to renew my mind to the word of God, and I'm going to endeavor to be led by the Holy Spirit. In everything that I do, I want to be led like Jesus was by the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus, I saw that Jesus was successful with everything that he done. Because he was led by the Father through the Holy Spirit. And that's why that was such a good sermon, you know, or teaching. But anyways, this guy called me up and he wanted me to go to somebody's house and cast out a devil. You know, help him go cast out a devil. And on the inside, I didn't have a leading. And so I told him, I said, I'm not going. He said, but you're a preacher. I said, that's got nothing to do with it. I said, I don't have nothing unless, I said, I can go waste my time. I can go spend hours, and I'm not willing. I got a family and a son and a wife and work tomorrow. And I said, I'm not going. So the guy kind of didn't chew me out, but I had a little hard time going to sleep because I thought, man, you know, maybe I should have went. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Cast out devils, we've been anointed, and like Teresa was teaching us. And I didn't go, and he went down there, nothing happened. They felt better when he left, they said later. But the devil didn't leave. And it wasn't really a demon possession. It was really, really deeply influenced by the powers of darkness, demons. But anyways, they felt better. But anyways, he calls me about 3 or 4 nights later. And he said, man, I felt led to call you. And I said, I feel led to go. And so I go down there, praise God, hallelujah. Now I'm led. So you need to be led in business. You need to be led where you go, especially where you go to church. Y'all are, you're here. And have that, because when you're led in what you're doing, when the battle gets on in what God has carried you to, you have a confidence in the middle of that battle that God will come through for you. But if you don't know that it's God's will what you're doing, then when you enter into a battle, and you will, I promise you, you will. You can dream about having kids and be all ecstatic about it, and then have that kid and the diaper start and the snotty nose and the stuff that you didn't in detail go through your mind, you know. But those are going to start. You know, that's why the Word of God is so important to me and you. Not just to know it, but I mean to have it in our heart. And how you get it in your heart is you choose to believe it. If God says you are a royal priesthood, then don't say nothing contrary to it out of your mouth again. I don't care if you feel like you are the lowest on in the body of Christ, but God's word says that you are a king and a priest unto God. You got to believe that. You got to say, that is it. Then when the devil comes and says, you're not a good mama, you're not a good brother, you're not a good brother. I mean, there's many times when the accuser of the brethren, Satan, has come to me and over sermons that I preach here on giving and everything else and say, just like what my sister just testified, she won't leave here broke. My God said that He will supply all of her. My God. Well, now, I get it. He's told me they quit because of this. They quit because you said that. They quit. But the accuser of the brethren trying to get me suspicious over things that are happening. How many knows y'all should not be suspicious of one another? Never. Y'all quiet because you love one another. I try never to talk bad about you, Richard. I know some bad stuff about you. Richard knows some bad stuff about me, I guess. If he did, he wouldn't talk about it, would you? Shouldn't, right? If I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to talk. I'm talking about healing. Physical healing is in what I'm saying. Why? The Bible said, Paul said it this way. He said, Lord, your word is working mightily in me. The word of God works mightily. What does it mean to be working mightily in me? God's word is building me up. God's word is enriching my spirit, man. God's word is fortifying the kingdom within me, the kingdom within you. But if I'm not letting that word abide, then it's not going to do a work. It can't. That's what Jesus said. He said, if you continue doing my word, walking with me, following me. He didn't say, get in your living room and read the Bible. There's a difference in continuing in the word of God. You know, if you abide in Him, you made up your mind, Jesus is your Lord, then you got to let the Word of God. He said, if you let the Word of, if you abide, and my words abide in you. That's just like Nita give that testimony. I mean, I know a little bit, and she's told us a little bit. I mean, and she believed that God wanted her out of debt, and she started making choices, and God helped her and brought her out of debt. And she's been in a financial, it looked like she was better off in debt than she was out. She's back there, yep. And y'all thought y'all had a trial. You go eat and you ain't got no money to eat. Right? Y'all thought y'all was having financial, you know, and what did she do? She didn't tow the white flag in. I surrender all. No, she brought her spiritual flag in. And you know how I know that? But by God, she said, I didn't quit. I'm not going to quit. I may have felt this way. That don't make her have goosebumps, or you. But that word, letting that word abide. Letting that word, I ain't going to quit. The word's in there. Now she's going to go from nothing to plenty debt free. Amen. Why? Because God's word. I'm going to show you why. Psalms, Beth. 1, I think it is. 23. Yeah. Can you say that for real? If you can say this right here for real, then you, the Lord is Scotty's shepherd, and I shall not lack. You know what a shepherd? A shepherd feeds. A shepherd tends to. A shepherd heals. A shepherd protects. The Lord Jesus is your shepherd. I thought about Doris's husband. He'd been gone, Roger, he's a real good man. They got saved, you know, and all of that, and they started going to church and all of that, and he tells me one day, he said, I believe the Lord's telling me to get out of debt. And I said, well, get out. I said, if he's telling you to get it, well, he goes and sells their nice trailer and buys a junk house with some junk land. Now, it wasn't, but it was. Well, a little bit later on, cancer attacked him, and he went on to be with the Lord later on. And because of that move he made, Doris is living in a real nice house over there in Cleveland, paid off. Is that true or not? Sold the place that really wasn't favorable, but he felt like it was God, and I told him, follow God. Because he followed God, then Doris is set up. Debt-free house. Probably worth double or triple right now what she gave for it a few years ago. Why? The Lord is her shepherd, and she shall not want. And no matter where you are in life, financially, physically, materially, you've got a dream. You've got to tell God. Look, you don't know where you're going if you don't have no vision. If you have desires that you want God, that gives you a reason to utilize the faith that you get from the Word of God. That gives you, faith is your victory. That is why He wants you in unbelief. That's why He don't want you standing on this right here. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not want. And then when things ain't going good, don't start singing Satan's song. Nobody knows. I don't know how we're going to make it. If it ain't one thing, it's another. I had a blowout yesterday, then my oil cap blew off. Don't start singing that. Stay on that. That's how you win. You stay on that. You stay on it. I have to do it myself. I'm giving prices and they're not using me. And I'm like, I'm a little bit too high, I guess, and blah, 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 blah. And I had the thought, man, you're just washed up. You've been in it 30 years. Then I pulled out my weapon. I pulled out the Word of God on him. I cast them thoughts down. And I said, my God supplies all of my needs according to His riches. Glory to God, I'll get all the doors that I need in Jesus' name. Now, what are you doing when you do that? He is your shepherd, and you believe He will bring breakthroughs right where you're at. That's what you're believing. You believe that He'll work your bad situation, and it'll turn around to the good. It'll turn around, and it'll be good what God does because you have took your stand on His faithfulness. He is a faithful God. Teresa talked about the church. You know, I didn't really look at details back then. When God told me to start a church, I'm like, whoo, glory to God. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Woo! I didn't think, oh my God, they ain't got a dime. I did not. I come down here, got in my truck, come down here, got in my truck, and I started out, and God even made it worse. I started out from this building, and I got out nearly to the stop sign, and I told God when I'm pulling out, I said, God, you want me to start a church? Oh, yes, Lord, yes. And I told God out of my mouth, I said, God, I'm going to drive through Bluntsville. And Lord, wherever the building is, wherever you want me to be, God, just tell me, and I'll get out, and I'll walk around that parking lot, and I'll anoint it. I'll lay hold. See, I realized that God needed His people down here to possess. We're possessors. To possess finances. Take hold of it. Not just for selfishness. You can be blessed. You can get a water. I mean, you can let your kids play on the other end of a water hose, but that water hose is getting wet. Just be a water hose. Be willing to distribute, willing to give. Well, anyhow, I'd start down through there like every one of y'all ought to do. And I was only 27. Every one of you that say you're a Christian, you should be trying to find the will of God in everything you're doing. God, show me how to be a mom. Show me, I'm asking Him, God, show me how to be a successful pawpaw. God, I want to know. I've never been a pawpaw. I've seen a lot of deadbeat pawpaws. Right? I want Him to be my image as a pawpaw. I want Him. I want to know. You know, you would think, well, brother, you've been in it 30 years. I mean, God, you know the Bible. You know, that would be my downfall. That would be my downfall in thinking there. I would be a fool, Richard, to seek God to raise my son in the way that he should go. And then think my grandkids don't need the same thing. Right? Satan would do that to me. He would get me to think that stuff. So anyhow, I get out there and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I'm saying, God, where is it? And I just happened to look in my mirror and I could see this building. And He says, use what you got. And I thought, oh, no. No, that building needs $1 million. Man, I'm thinking, go over, you know, rent a nice building that's already, it's all the siding's on it. The floor, that was open. That was a hole there. I had my angels in here and kept them over my stuff, and Preston's got stole. True story. I told him I should be getting in there and get it. I got angels over mine. Nothing. I never lost nothing. Because I went in there to Psalms 91. But what does it say? He'll give His angels charge, protection, watching over. I found out in the Bible that I have to use my faith now because all of this stuff is not automatic. It's not automatic. That is why He said, take and fight the good fight of faith. Just like these young ladies and these young men, it will be terrible if they don't seek God and hook themselves up with God's plan in relationships. Right? Their life can turn terrible. Be devastated. Remember my pastor one time, he was all the time, his daughter had got, she had hooked up with a guy and he was abusive language and don't know it when you're dating. And it was terrible. It was just abuse, 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 abuse. And he'd call me all the time, pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for my daughter. Pray for her. It was that's not even a good word, terrible. He was devastated of the things that he raised his daughter up in the Lord and the choice that she made. Innocently or what, don't matter. She's got a good man. God did finally send her a good man. Took them kids on, but God, we believe God together, me and my pastor. Satan was using it. And I'm telling you the story because don't let that happen to you. Just like Monty teaching the men's meeting, he'd talk to, Damien going off to college, and I don't know the will of God for Damien in that. But he had made a statement to Damien, you make your own, but find the will of God. How many knows that is the best advice you could hear in your ear ever, whether you are a teenager or a grown-up? Yeah. Whatever the will of God is. Well, I told God, I said, nobody's going to come to that building. I said, look at it. It's built in the 60s, man. And all of that. But when He spoke that to me, I said, Yes, sir, Captain. I come back down here and then I walked in here. Oh, glory to God. And I couldn't get the vision because there was so much to do. So, Dave, I would get up and walk out of here and encourage myself in the Lord. I didn't have nobody to help me. I didn't have no money. All I had was I knew that God wanted me to do it. That's enough for you. When Jesus told Peter, come, Monty, that word was enough to walk on water. I went to the river one time because I thought, well, I can do what Peter did. I went by myself just in case it didn't work. You know, and I went down there and I thought, glory to God, Peter walked on the water. Hallelujah. I found it in the Bible. Praise God. And Lord, I thank you, Father. I'm going to walk across this river in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, tack Jesus in there. I sunk, Richard. I was like, well, shoot, try it again. I never walked on the water. I've never walked on the water. You know why? God didn't tell me to walk on the water. But he did tell me to start a church. And so the water walking Scotty's never happened. But now the church thing, I told my pastor, we've been here 22, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it is, I done forgot now. I told my pastor, I said, bless God, I made it. I said, I made it. He looked at me and he said, what? I said, I made it. I wondered if I could make it. I said, but now I know. I said, following you. I said, me and Oney made it. Oney's my brother in the Lord that pastors Faith Restoration Act. I actually advertised for him. I might send him a message out of a while, say, send me an offering for advertising for your church. I boasted it up. Good anointed praise and worship in the Word of God, you know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, see, he said, the Lord is my... I had this scripture, Monty, in 1994. I found it in the Bible in 1994. And I know the rest of it. It says he'll make you lie down in green. He'll lead you to green pastures. Make you lie down in green pastures. He'll lead you beside the still waters. And I used those at times when the battle would get rough and I would say, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're leading me by the still waters. Lord, you're going to give me a time of rest. And then green pastures, I told the Lord, you will always feed me spiritually. Lord, you will take care of me spiritually. I went and asked the Lord. See, people just flop from church to church and drag their families from church to church. And when the Lord told me to start this church, I went to God and I said, God, what about Teresa and Travis, God? Have I got what it takes to develop them spiritually, Lord? I was just wondering. I'd never led my family out of the safety of the will of God. And I was sure that it was the will of God, but I didn't have the confidence that I do now in the Lord in some things. And the Lord told me, he said, I supply all of your needs. I wasn't asking him about money. He said, I supply all of your needs according to my riches in glory through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? My wife is not malnourished spiritually or physically. We went down there to that thing fest, and this woman, she's up there singing. I done forgot what the song was. Now, me and Teresa used to do the boogie woogie, did a lot of that, you know. I mean, I'm a pretty good dancer, you know. Yeah, play that funky music, white boy. She said, oh, there's your song, go do, get it. And I'm like, you're not, I don't dance. I said, that was B.C. I'm not getting down on the streets of Oneonta doing, play that funky music, white boy. I mean, you know, I told her, I said, that was B.C. I said, I'm not singing to that, and I'm not dancing to that. But you know what I will? I will sing, and I will dance before the Lord in the house of God. You know, if I did it out there, why can't I do it in here, Johnny? So if you want to dance, dance. If you want to run, run. If the Spirit of God's moving on you, don't hold back and shut off God's glory in your life. I could have shut off God's glory, but you know what? God showed me His glory through this church, but one step at a time, showing me I will supply all of your needs. It caused me to come to a place to where I'm confident if you come here led by the Holy Spirit, God has placed you in this place as part of the will of God. I am very 100% confident that you will not be spiritually bankrupt. You will not go under financially. You will not die with sickness and disease. You will not stay sick. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I don't lack. Healing belongs to you. Y'all young and all of that stuff, and you nothing ailing you and all of that, and that's good, you know. Just get the Word. You need to get the Word, get it in your heart. Say it, long, satisfied lives, and you're taking preventative medicine. You're preventing things from happening. Get that Word in there, praise the Lord. Get it in there, you know. You say, I'll never need it, but God, if something comes my way, I've got a shield of faith already up, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Taking the shield of faith that quenches all of that. You got ailments in your body, praise God, and the doctors give you a report and said, this is the way it is. You know, you just walk out there and say, thank you, Lord, for the report. Now I know what to do. I got a name now, and the Bible says that everything has to bow to the name of Jesus. Diabetes has to bow at the name of Jesus. But you're the one got to put diabetes under your feet because Jesus already bore diabetes. Every sickness and every disease that they can come up with and name, Jesus took it on Him. He took it, He bore it, He bore our sicknesses. The woman went to Jesus wanting to heal his daughter or wanting healing, said, it's not good for me to give, you know, the children's bread to the dogs. And then it goes on and said, well, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs under the master's table. But the Lord stopped me one time. He said, I call healing your food, your bread. Healing is yours. Belongs to you. My body tells me a lot of stuff. And I say, well, all right, 58, man, I had that. But I took a hold of the Word of God. I said, I tell the Lord, I've been telling the Lord for 30 years. You know, man is not man, and they're in what they have and what they allow and what they do and how they think and talk is not going to be my evidence of the way my life is going to turn out. My evidence is going to be solely the Word of God. If God's Word says that I'm the head and not the tail, I'm not going to go around talking about if I'm not making nothing. Oh, and by the way, I begin to say out of my mouth whenever I had those thoughts about my work, I begin to say, glory to God, I thank you, Lord, that I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. I'm blessed. My business is blessed and not cursed. He wants me to get in agreement. Satan wants me to get in agreement with him and begin to agree with what it looks like. And wants me to agree and get in agreement with desperation. How many knows faith is not desperate? If you stay with the Word and you stand on the Word and you're drawing strength from the Lord, you won't get desperate. If you don't get desperate, you have no fear. If you don't have fear, it ends up all you got is faith. And faith is the victory, 1 John 5:4. He said, whatsoever, Teresa corrects me for 30 years and I finally remembered it. Whatsoever is born of God, I say whosoever. But it says, whatsoever is born of God overcomes what? sickness and disease. Jesus made it real plain in the Scriptures. Jesus told the disciples, they said, teach us how to pray. They didn't know. Teach us how to pray. And he said, pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And when I read that, I thought, what? I've always heard you got to, only way to experience heaven is go to heaven. But according to Jesus, teaching them to pray, telling them, pray the will of the Lord, your will be done. He was saying what the will of the Lord was. On earth as it is in heaven. And God asked me, he said, the Holy Spirit said, how is it in heaven? He's wanting you to pray this here. How is it? And so I thought, glory to God, I'm going to walk on streets of gold. I mean, when we get up there, no, we're going to be like, whoa, hallelujah, whoa. Man, streets of gold. Your sidewalks are going to be gold. Your mansion, your dwelling place is going to be there, and your streets and stuff is going to be gold. Jasper, I don't even know what that is, but it's luxurious. Somebody look it up and see what it is. It's in heaven. Jasper, onyx, pearls, angels singing glory to God in the highest. Glory to God. And the Lord said, yes, I want you to pray that on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness up there, right? There ain't nobody up there, you know, running out of money. Ain't nobody up there. So when I started seeing all this in the Bible, that's why I point you to the Bible. You know, if I'm preaching something to you, take the Bible and see if I'm in line with it. Somebody talking to you about something, make sure that it's in line with the Bible. Because the Bible is truth. Had this preacher one time, he was doing a sermon, and he said, you got to ask yourself, why do you believe what you believe? And so I thought, oh, that's stupid. Ask myself. Didn't make no sense to me. And then I heard, you know, a guy tell me one time, he said, well, God put this, laid me flat on my back in the hospital. God laid me flat on my back in the hospital where I'd slow down, where he could teach me something, where I could learn to hear him. And I'm listening to that, you know, and I thought, ooh, that, man, that's not good. God wants your attention. You better be paying attention to him. Well, I found out that was the way he saw it. It caused me to believe wrong. Right? I found out in there. I mean, you know, I started to tell him, you believe this is the will of God, then why are you going to the hospital? You're fighting against the will of God. Don't that make common sense? If you believe poverty and lack is the will of God, then don't go to work. Right? Just don't go to work. No, you don't believe that junk. That's why we go to work, we tithe, and we thank God for our jobs and our businesses, and because we believe it's the will of God, and we believe that he'll open the windows of heaven up, and we believe he'll pour it out on us. We believe that he'll increase, according to Corinthians over there, the fruits of our right standing with God because of our giving, our tithing, our sowing, our giving. We believe that, but I go to work. I'm having to fight quitting. That's a miracle. That is a miracle. Travis and them, they go into work without me, and I'm like, oh, I almost cry because I want to go to work with them. I just want to go. I mean, ain't that torture on this body? It is, but you're inside, see? That's where you live from. Living from within by the Spirit of God. And so I'll be like, oh, I don't want to leave them by themselves, man. And I get up there, and then he goes and tells Mom, he don't even know why I go. I don't do nothing. He's messing with moms, what he's doing. Shoot, Noah, they get on them lifts and I work all day. And they're up there grunting a little bit, grunting, because the spring's a little tight. Now I'm down here done put in a half a day. They couldn't even stick with me down here if they're on the ground. Tell me I don't do nothing. I drag them around. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I was back down there, and I went to work, and I was a cow milker. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You go to work, but you don't give them your best. You don't give them nothing. You're dragging it out just to get a paycheck. That's the way I was. Then I work. I'm reading the Bible at work on break, and it says, "Let a man work with his own hands that he have to give to them that need." And I thought, I ain't giving nobody nothing. They can get their own job. I don't like that either. Work all day, and then God wants you to give $50 end of the week. Now, you know what I'm saying? That don't seem fair. but that's carnal's why it don't seem fair. But see, Satan trying to convince me not to obey God, because he knows the word of God. He knows the word says give and it shall be. He knows if I'm a giver, a heart giver, that it'll be given back to me. Good measure. Satan knows that. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. And I've made people mad saying that's my scripture. I don't know why they get mad. I told one day, well, it's not really yours. I said, well, I thought you believed that this was a love letter to me. I told him, I said, well, you know, I'm going to take it anyways. It's mine. I said, and you probably won't never be bothered with that part of it. You know, if you don't want to prosper, don't give. But if you really want to prosper, then you be a giver. The scripture's clear. It don't take the word as God. You know, my mom told me one time, she said, I went down there and I told her, I said, Mom, and she's bedridden. Might not have been at this time, close. I told her, I said, Mom, the Lord told me. He said, go tell her about tithing. I said, she knows about it. Well, I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, let me pay the $60 a month. David, she was drawing $670, something like that, a month, you know. And some of us kids was giving her money in the wintertime, buying her cars. I bought her one or two cash, you know, whatever, and she didn't have enough, never had enough. I'd go stick her $20 up in a whatnot and just to make her feel good, tell her, look, Mom, here's your money, you know. Well, the Lord said, go teach her. Go tell her. And I said, Lord, I said, why don't you just let me just give it to you? Let me give it to you for my mom every month. He said, you can. He said, but it won't do her no good. He said, I don't need her money. He said, don't you know that I own the cattle on a thousand hills? Don't you know the gold and silver's mine, says the Lord? Don't you know that the earth and everything in it belongs to me? He said, I have need of nothing but your faith and her faith. That's all he desires to be believed. Believe that if my mom didn't die in poverty. My mom left all of her kids, I don't know, 10, 12, 13 of them. It wasn't much, but every one of them got a check after she left and all her bills paid. She come up, she started tithing. She started tithing from home, not even going to my church. I didn't have a church. But you know what she did? The Lord became her shepherd in that manner. He can be your shepherd, lead you to Jesus. I mean, you give your heart to Jesus, he becomes your shepherd. But a shepherd wants to lead you into green pastures, lead you into still waters. You're not supposed to be just going through trials for 30 years. Day after day after day, week after week after week. You're not supposed to be doing that. He leads you beside the still waters. You need to take that Psalms 23 and tell that devil, but God, I got still waters ahead of me. I got a places of rest ahead of me, praise God. And when you feel dry spiritually, take that word and say, you're a lying idiot. I keep my mind stayed on the Lord, praise God, and He leads me in green pastures. If I need some food, He'll make sure that I get it. Until I do, I'm standing. Don't the Bible tell you just to stand? Praise God. I told a guy one time, I said, you know, he said, brother, he said, you brag about money all the time. I said, well, I bragged about it before I got saved. Didn't have none. I went after it. I'm trying to get it. I want to have a good life. I know it'll get me a good, better car. I know it'll get me a better house and all of that. So that's all I talked about back yonder. Money, money, money. And even stealing it. I stole money before I got saved, man. I mean, I felt that was good money there because you don't got to work for it. The money. So I told the guy, I said, you know what? I said, don't get mad at people that believe God and prosper. Don't get upset with them. If they need a jet and they believe for it, don't criticize them. If God tells them they can have a Lamborghini, put it in their heart to have a Lamborghini, and they get a Lamborghini through Jesus, don't get upset with them. Don't get upset with them. I said, you know, a lot of things in my life, just like my car payment, my truck payment, I'm going to close with this. Just like my first truck payment, you know, I believed God and got it. And then I was fixing to be late with the first payment. Or second, something anyways. And I went to church and I'm just praising God, but I'm all I knew really was the scripture where it says, but my God will supply all of my needs according to His riches. And I'm standing on that God is going to somehow come through for me. Well, during praise and worship, you know, I wasn't thinking about it. A guy comes over in church. You need to be in church. He comes over during praise and worship and bumps me. And I looked at him and he said, oh, I just want, God told me to, He told me this morning to give this to you. I said, well, thank you, man. Stuck it in my coat pocket, went back to worship the Lord and all that. Started home, you know, and I thought, oh, man, somebody give me something at church. And then told Teresa, I said, look at it. And it was $300-something dollars. All I needed was $145 or something for the truck payment. I wasn't late. He took care of me. But, you know, it goes back to the faith that I had that the Lord was going to supply. But if I'd have yielded and quit and not believed that He would come through for me, you know what? I believe I'd have lost it. You can lose. Buddy, it's vital that you stay in faith. You can lose ground. You can not hit the will of God. You can sit back and never do the will of God. And God tell you one day, I had all this for you right here. I wanted you to do this and stand up and take authority over the things that Satan was trying to convince you he had authority in something in your life when he didn't. If you'd have submitted to me and just rose up, he would have had to flee. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord.